All right, Sarge, just take us through this game.
We didn't play well enough to win at the end of the day. Full credit to Regina Thunder. They battled, they competed for 6 minutes. Proud of my kids, you know what? At the end of the first half, they took it to us, but we responded, regrouped, and, you know, just didn't make the right plays at the right time, and as I said, just wasn't enough. Hey, we kept them fighting, scratch, and clawing to the end, but wasn't good enough today. Full credit to Regina. Well done.
How hard was it to get your offense going? It seemed like Trey was doing a lot of running.
Yeah, he was, you know, and that's credit to Regina. They're well coached. They're a hungry football team. I think we'd beaten them five straight, so they had all the, I guess, animosity or whatever, and they showed it today. And, yeah, we struggled. We couldn't run. We couldn't do a lot of things. But, you know, we kept grinding, kept going, and, hey, we had a chance to win at the end. That's all you ask.
I thought the defense did well against the run, considering you guys knew that's what they were going to do. How did you feel the defense did
this? We were okay. Yeah, well, I thought we could have got off the ball, got off the field sooner and better and more. I think they ran the ball more than what I wanted because we knew what they were doing. Like, there's no secrets. And they were still getting too many chunks that I felt we were better schooled, better coached to not let that happen. But at the end of the day, full marks to them because they made it happen.
And that's unfortunately got to ask the $60,000 question, second and last play. Like, Reader got nailed in the head there when he saw on that run. There's no, that was pretty obvious.
For sure it was.
Like, the second last play, that's the last thing leaving a lot of people's heads. Just your thoughts on
it. Yeah, but that's a variable we don't control. You know, at the end of the day, referees are working hard, doing their job, got a lot of respect for what they do and being in these big games. And at the end of the day, their job is to make sure our players are protected. And, you know, as long as if they felt that was the case, then we got to agree with what was in front of us.
What will you be telling your boys in the dressing room today?
Well, just how much I love them, how much they, you know, how far we grew as a team. And at the end of the day, you know, when you're a Hilltop, the expectations are always high. No one's going to feel sorry for the blue and gold. You know, it's the reality. And you know what? We played well, but we didn't play well enough to win. And we got to live with that, and we got to deal with that. And you know what? At the end of the day, we'll move on. That's life. You move on.